Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Talked about it 700 years before it even happened. He said that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, pierced for our guilt, and suffered for our shame, and tortured for our shortcoming. We are healed. Sin is healed by his stripes. But the question keeps coming to mind, why Jesus? Well, you must understand that he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Yes. And he is the God-man. He is the perfect man. He is the zenith of hope. Here he is hanging between two thieves. Well, he's here also because he is here in the fulfillment of the scripture. For Isaiah said he would be numbered among the transgressors. Psalm 22 says that they had cast lots for his garments. Well, he prays for his enemies. He's fulfilling the scripture that he's an intercessor for us. Yeah. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 that God made him Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Christ is here by divine appointment. He's here because Christ was the sacrifice that sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, Hebrews 9 and 28. He's here because of man's wrongness. The just is dying now for the unjust. The innocent is dying for the guilty. Jesus went about doing good. Jesus thought not of himself. He's been brought before the Sanhedrin Council. For he had one religious trial. Before the Sanhedrin Council, it had 72 members, and he had two civil trials. For he stood before Herod and also Pilate. Now, the Jews, the leaders, accused him of being guilty of misleading the nation. They accused him of forbidding the paying of taxes, and we know that that's not true. But didn't he say one day when they questioned him about paying taxes to render to Caesar that which is Caesar and to God that which is his? You remember the time that he sent Peter fishing to get the pearl to pay the taxes? All of these were trumped up charges, but it all was in fulfillment of the scripture. It was all God's plan of salvation for mankind. And the whole essence, because Pilate mentioned it in the book of Matthew that they had brought Jesus because of envy. They were jealous. They were upset that Jesus was so popular. And all he did was teach about love and loyalty. All he did was teach about repentance. He went about helping people, and they had a problem with that. Yeah. And I come by to tell you, nothing has changed. Why is Jesus here? Because three times Pilate says, I find no fault in this just man. Yeah. Not only that, but Sister Pilate sent him a message. Say, if I was you, I would leave that man alone. For I had a dream last night. I leave that innocent man alone. And Pilate even tried to get out of it. But it was custom that the governor would release one criminal during the Passover. And he wanted to give them Barabbas. But they said, no. Crucify Jesus. He thought that if he could get them to take Barabbas, that Jesus would live. But what he didn't understand that they were all working in the hands of God. God is in control of this. God is in control. Hollis said, I washed my hands of this man's blood. But you can't wash away sin. I heard the songwriter say, only the blood of Jesus can wash away my sin. Why is it that Pilate knows the man is innocent, but yet he refuses to let him go? Well, history has it that Pilate had borrowed money from the Jews, which was wrong. Not only that, but Pilate had put up images around the city. That was wrong. In other words, they had enough against Pilate to call Caesar into account and get rid of him. And so to protect his job, he goes on along with their shenanigans. Reason why they brought him to Pilate, because they had no jurisdiction or no authority to crucify. Or they could stone him to death, but they couldn't crucify nobody. Only the Roman government could do that, and it was such a hideous way to die that even the Romans didn't allow Romans to be crucified. Here he is between two thieves. Well, first of all, you must understand that Jesus is here by choice. Yes. He came to die in our place. Yes. He came to give his life a ransom for many. Yes. John's Gospel 10 and 11 said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He chose to redeem us, not with silver and gold that is corruptible, but with his own precious blood. Yes. He's here by choice. Yes. He chose along with the Father. First Peter verses 18 through 20 says that, for you know that God, the living Bible, paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherit from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. He paid for you with the precious lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him. God chose Christ for this purpose. Before the world began, before the foundation of the world, God had already chosen Christ to go out of God. But now in these final days, Peter says, he was sent to the earth for all to see. And he did all of this for you. For you and I. He's here by choice. God had chose him even before there was a when or where, to be the sacrifice for our sin. Just as in the old days, the lamb had to be without spot or blemish, and here we have the sinless, spotless, without blemish Son of God. John saw him and said, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Not only is he here by choice, but he's here by the counsel of God. Therefore, Jesus meant more than a cruel and untimely crucifixion. But Peter tells us when he preached his first sermon in Acts 2, verses 22 and 23, and this was a Jewish crowd that Peter was preaching to. And he said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, Jesus of Nazareth, because he wanted to be specific of the Jesus he was talking about. Right. Was a man accredited by God to you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did among you through him, as yourselves know. This man, this is the clincher right here. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of the wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. Jesus even said in John's gospel, greater love has no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friend. Not only that, but he said in John's gospel, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down, and I have the authority to take it back up. He is here by counsel of God. Not a surprise or not an accident, but God foreordained Jesus to go out of a barn before the creation of the world. 1 Peter 2 and 24 say, he himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his body on a tree, that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. And by his wounds you have been healed. Not only is he here by choice, he chose to die for us. Not only is he here by the counsel of God, but also Jesus was conscious of the cross even before he was arrested. On one occasion he said, just as Jonah was in the belly of a great fish 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man must be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. And in Luke's gospel 9:22, he said to his disciples, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. You see, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And 2 days before the Passover, he said the Son of Man would be handed over to be crucified. He was conscious of the cross. And he was conscious of doing his Father's will. Yes. For he said in Gethsemane, if it be possible, let this cup pass. Yes. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Yes. Though Jesus was crucified, he's here by choice and by the counsel of God. And he was conscious of the cross. Still, the Christian confronts us, why crucify Jesus? He is the essence of glory, the essence of love, power, and grace. He is the essence of truth. And he is the personification of perfection. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, look down on the human race, and he saw our sin. That same Jesus investigated our circumstances. He realized our guilt.
He knew our despair, witnessed our weaknesses. Jesus observed our hopelessness and overcame our problems. Calvary, he who was holy died for the defiled. He who was perfect died for the pathetic. He who was innocent died for the deceitful. He who was compassion died for the heartless. He who was just died for the unjust. He who was innocent died for the guilty. Calvary, Jesus was falsely accused by the priest. Jesus was bound by the guards, beaten by his captors. Jesus was despised by the Pharisees, hated by the Sadducees, betrayed by his friends, misunderstood by his family. Jesus made his baby boy, was stripped of his garments, slapped upon his cheek, hair pulled from his face. Same Jesus, piercing his hands, nails through his feet, spear in his side, crown of thorns, crushed down his brow. That same Jesus began to pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Not only was he praying for his enemy, but he was praying for you and I, because we wouldn't do wrong if we really knew what we was doing. Ain't right about it. Same Jesus who prayed for his enemy, laid his head in the lock of his shoulder and expired. He died. Sun refused to shine. He died for your sin and mine. He died that we may live again. He died. The grave opened up and the dead began to walk the streets of Jerusalem. He died. Roman soldier cried, surely, surely, this is the Son of God. He died. Yes, he did. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. But that's not the end of the story. Early, about early Sunday morning, my Alpha and Omega, early, my all in all, early, my shelter in a time of storm, early, my bread when I'm hungry, early, my water when I'm thirsty, early, my all in all, early. He got up with all power in heaven and earth in his wounded hand. Good evening, my darling. Hold on a little while longer. Hold on to his unchanging hand. After a while, it'll be all right. Change is coming. But he was crucified for you and I. The good shepherd. He laid down his life for us that we might have eternal life. Who would think to do a thing like that? Yeah. To give their life for you. You might give somebody a kidney, or you might give them a part of your body, but to give your life. And the sad part about it is that it didn't make a difference to a lot of people that day. And it still doesn't make a difference. That Jesus Christ loved us so much that he gave his life for us. that God loved, so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And when I hear people say how much they love this person, that person, and they never give anything, that ain't too much love. Because love is not love until it's given. Huh? Love is not love until it's given, until it's put into action. Jesus put his love into action. He showed us. While we were yet sinners, while we was powerless, he died for our sins. God demonstrated his love. He showed us through his Son how much he loves us. So no one should leave here this morning thinking nobody loves me. Jesus loves you. God loves you. He proved it to you. Huh? At Calvary, those are churches open. If there be one this morning, we extend that privilege to you to become a member of the body of Christ. Won't you come if you be present? You can come by baptism, Christian experience of letter, but we say whosoever will, let them come. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. While the blood is running warm in your veins, this is your opportunity, this is your chance to become a member of the body of Christ. Won't you come? We invite you to Jesus, the one who died in your place at Calvary, the one who died for your sins and my sins. If you be present, won't you come? Amen. We have done as God commanded us to do, yet there's room to do more. It's yours to accept or to reject. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let's go wash.
The blood of Jesus. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come at this hour, God. And Father God, we come in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus. The name that's above every other name, oh God. The name that has all power in his hands. Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for our coming together here today to worship you, God, to praise God, to exalt you, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word that have went forth today, Lord God. Let it penetrate our hearts, God. Let it plow up any fallow ground, O God. And let that word become seed in us, O Lord God, that it may produce the harvest of righteousness, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you laid down your life for us, God. Lord, even when we didn't deserve it, oh God, you laid down your life. You didn't have to do it, God, but you did, Lord. And we want to thank you, Lord. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice here today, God. And Lord, I ask that you would meet all of their needs, oh God. And dear Heavenly Father, as we have gathered together to partake of the body and the blood of Jesus, Let us remember, Lord, from whence you have brought us, O God. Let us remember you, O God, as we partake of the bread, which represents your body, which was broken for us, and the wine, which is the blood of the new covenant, O God, that you sacrificed yourself. You hung, bled, and died on the cross that we could have a right to eternal life. We thank you, Lord. Now change it from its natural God to the spiritual use, God. And Father, let every one of us search our hearts. And Lord, if you find something that is not pleasing in your eyesight, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us, O God. We acknowledge our sins before you, and we are in agreement with what you say we have done. We have done it. Cut it away, O God. Plow it up, O God, and put in the seed of your righteousness. In Jesus' name we do pray, and we say thank you. Amen.
I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. And they all ate. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood, this do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And they all drink. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
For he that eateth and drank it unworthily, eateth and drank it damnation to himself, not the Son, the Lord's Supper. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you and sleep.